We've all seen commercials or drive-by strip mall storefronts advertising the services of payday lending, short-term, high-interest loans to quickly cover a financial calamity. But now new companies are stepping into this market and offering short-term loans to younger renters who may be wanting to build credit, maybe move to a new city, or otherwise they just need a little help to pay the rent. With us from New York is Will Parker, a housing reporter at the Wall Street Journal, who covers rental housing, apartment construction, policy issues. You can find a link to his piece. It's headlined as More Millennials Rent, More Startups Want to Lend to Them. That's at our website, onpointradio.org. Will Parker, welcome to On Point. Great to have you.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So explain to me what we're seeing here, these new lenders offering loans to renters, to younger renters.
Yes, there are a number of startups. They've all kind of come out in the last few years who are looking towards coastal cities mostly where rents have become increasingly unaffordable and sort of offering their services mostly, I think, to younger renters, but not exclusively. Saying, the cost for you to get into an apartment for the first time, there's the rent, security deposit, last month's rent maybe, is just increasingly high and you are relatively cash poor. And this is a way for you to make this work, at least in the short term.
So what's driving this? Is it student debt? Is it, as you say, the cost of living in some of these urban centers? What are you seeing here?
I mean, I think the opportunity, at least for companies, is, and I think they would say this, is that they see this as something they can provide to people who are struggling with affordability, principally. And obviously, something like student debt is a factor in that equation, too. I mean, so many college graduates are looking for their first apartment, and they already have debts that they're still paying off or just starting to really on top of that.
So help us understand what these companies are doing. What are they offering specifically?
Yeah, so they vary. Basically, they offer, a short-term loan, something like 1 month or in some cases up to 3 months. The interest rates vary on them quite a bit, but most of them are pretty competitive with credit cards. So, typically when someone thinks about borrowing money to pay rent, they're thinking about a payday loan, which can have an annual interest rate that's, hundreds of percent. These companies are offering something closer to 20 in most cases. And they work like any other, personal loan. That debt comes due and yet you have to pay or make a minimum payment on it.
And the average loan is about how much?
That depends on the company. I mean, one company is offering up to $15,000 to finance up to 3 months of rent. That was on the higher end of some of the startups. Others are just, offering $2,000-$3,000 at a time, but with the ability to keep borrowing if you're a good borrower, I suppose.
So I can see this as being very predatory, right? The credit card companies that stock college campuses hoping to lure in, the freshmen that are showing up. What are the dangers here, obvious and otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, again, because, I think for at least a few of these companies, they are really sort of attracted to younger people who are dealing with all these startup costs going someplace for the first time. I mean, it's just compounding other debts that they've taken on already to do things that were really unaffordable. I mean, for example, in the course of reporting for the story, I spoke to one woman who was a first-generation college student. She had borrowed a large amount of debt in order to make that possible for her to get a college degree, to get the job that she needed to get after school. And, she's in a position now because of that debt and, loans that she took out to fill in gaps where that wasn't enough, where she wouldn't even be eligible for some of these products. So this person I talked to is going into sort of the dark corners of the internet to borrow. But of course the dangers are, getting stuck in a debt trap, especially if this is just another payment that you're supposed to be making and not able to do.
So is there any kind of regulation then on these types of loans, the way that there is in the payday loan industry?
So they seem to be regulated fairly similarly, and they have the websites for these companies. They have disclosures that are similar to what you see on a payday loan company's website, that each state has different regulations. There has to be an explanation that gives you an example. Like if I borrow $2,000, for this many days, this is how much it'll end up costing me, that kind of thing. So they're subject to the same regulations as other personal lenders.
So I see here companies like Till and Uplift and Stay Tony. I mean, tell us how you see this playing out. Is this an industry sort of here to stay? Is this sort of a flash in the pan? I mean, is this something that will continue to grow, or is this the new normal?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, this isn't that big of a trend yet, but I think it makes sense to really see it as a symptom of housing affordability. And I think the companies themselves would even, you know, agree with that. It's just, you know, nothing is happening policy-wise that is decreasing the expense of rental apartments, especially in, you know, large cities. I mean, a lot of states right now are considering rent control measures. Those would, you know, cap future rents, but they're not helping people, you know, who are need to move to an apartment and deal with those rising costs. So I think as long as, you know, the pressure on rents pushing them up higher continues, there's no real relief from that anywhere. And, you know, wages are not, you know, rapidly rising to combat that. Then I think things like, you know, tech companies providing, you know, short-term loans to young people who are trying to make the rent, I don't see why that wouldn't continue to be the case.
Fascinating. Will Parker, Wall Street Journal housing reporter. Thanks so much for bringing this to our attention. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks very much, Jay.
Thank you. Listeners, thanks so much for your participation today. Great to have you with us. I'm Jane Clayson, and this is On Point.